And of course, a good mechaydish. This Shabbos is Shabbos Mevarchim, Chodesh Elul. It is really also Shabbos Mevarchim Tishrei. And the reason we say this is because Tishrei we do not bench. There is no Shabbos Mevarchim Tishrei. As the Svarim say, we try to keep the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah concealed. We don't even mention that it's Rosh Chodesh. We are trying to confuse the Satan. And there's also the interpretation of the Baal Shem Tov that Shabbos Mevarchim Tishrei, Hashem Himself does the bracha. Tishrei is a klolius de kachaydish, such a great month that we cannot ourselves bench. So we rely on Hashem to bench Tishrei, and that gives us the strength to bench all the other chadashim. And I came across this week others who say that when we bench Elul, we're benching Tishrei as well. So this is a very powerful Shabbos Mevarchim, because we're now not only being Mevarech, the Chodesh Elul, which is the Chodesh that prepares us for Tishrei, but in a way, Tishrei as well. This Shabbos, which is called Re'ei, is obviously the theme of the parasha is Re'ei, which means to see. The parasha begins with that, and the parasha ends with that. The parasha ends with the mitzvah of Re'iyas Panim. And that is the mitzvah where the Torah says, Shalosh pa'anam bashana ye'ro'eh kol zechurecha espenei Hashem aleikecha. That there's a mitzvah three times a year to be seen in the Beis HaMikdash, to see godliness. Obviously no one could see Hashem, but we see godliness there, as we read in the Pirkei Avos of the previous week. The Asarim Nisim Shanasu ba'avoseinu b'Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, we experience and we see the supernatural. We see Elokus. Elokus is begiloi, godliness is revealed in the Beis HaMikdash. And there was a mitzvah three times a year to go there and bring a carbon known as the Oilas Re'iyah. And this mitzvah is referred to in all the Sifrei HaMitzvahs as the mitzvah of Re'iyas Panim. The parasha therefore begins with Re'ei, which means see, and it ends with the mitzvah of Re'iyas Panim. In this parasha we also had a discussion of the different animals and birds that are kosher, that are non-kosher. And in this parasha, the Torah introduces us to a new bird that is not mentioned in Parashas Shemini. And Rashi says the reason that it is repeated here is to tell us this, one of the reasons. And this new bird is called the Ro'ah, which Ro'ah is from the same word as Re'ei. This is a bird that obviously has very good eyes. As Rashi says, Sheroya b'yoyser, it sees quite well. It is a non-kosher bird, and this is a bird that is introduced to us here in this parasha, in Parashas Re'ei, the Ro'ah, which is also not kosher. In the previous parasha that talks about the non-kosher birds, Parashas Shemini, the Ro'ah is not mentioned. We also have in this parasha the Mishkan of Shiloh, which the Mishkan of Shiloh, the din is, you don't have to be in it in order to sacrifice the karbanos, as long as you can see it. The Chol HaRoyeh, the Mishkan of Shiloh is in the portion of land of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef sanctified his eyes, and his reward was that in his portion of land, the Mishkan was built that you don't have to be in it to actually sacrifice. As long as you can see it, is good enough. So in this parasha, we certainly see this theme of Re'iyah. Last week, we read V'hoya Ekev Tishmon, Shmiya, and now we're entering the phase of Re'iyah. Because we're making the transition now from Tisha B'Av through Chamisha Asa B'Av to Rosh Hashanah during these 7 weeks, parallel to the 7 weeks of Sfira. In fact, in this week's parasha, we also read Shiva Shavuos Tisparloch Mehochel Chermesh Bakoma Tochel Lispar Shiva Shavuos. The counting of the Sfira, the 7 weeks that we count from Pesach to Shavuos, the 49 days, which we have now as well between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah. And as we'll soon see, that they're very much connected. The greatest transition during the year that is made is in the month of Menachem Av, where we go from Tisha B'Av, the saddest day of the year, a day in which we describe it in Eicha, al zehoya dove libenu, al eile choshku einenu. Our eyes have been blackened, there's sort of a blackout on Tisha B'Av. As a result of Tisha B'Av, we entered into a world of darkness. B'machshakim hoshivani v'yoylach choshech v'loy or, as Yirmiyah writes in Eicha. The light, the light of the Beis HaMikdash was extinguished, and therefore we cannot see, we don't see straight. And we only merit to hear. Akev, the Akev, which is the lowest part of the body, the Akev is the part of the body that touches the ground. Golus is the time that we're on the ground, as it says in Eicha as well. Hishlich mishamayim eretz, the Pharisees Israel. We were cast from the heavens. May igra ramal abira amikta. We went all the way from on high down to when we hit rock bottom. The Akev touches the floor. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Mem Dalad, Kishocha le'ofar nafshenu dofka la'oretz bitneinu. Our stomachs are on the ground. In other words, we're on the floor. We're downtrodden. We're in Golus. Akev reminds us of Golus. And in Akev, in Golus, there's Tishma and there's only Shmia. We don't see. We only hear. We hear from the Vaitans, from far, but we don't actually see. We go from Akev to Re'eh, just as we go from Tisha B'Av to Chamisha Asa B'Av. Chamisha Asa B'Av, we're starting to see clearer. We're starting to see already the light of the future. We're starting to see Rosh Hashanah. We're seeing the Geula. In fact, in the Mishnah that we mentioned last week that discusses Chamisha Asa B'Av, the Mishnah quotes the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Tse'ena u're'ena b'nois tzion d'amelach shloimoy. Go out and see. Now you're able to see. The blockades were removed. As we mentioned last week, Yehoshua ben Ela removed the praedusiyos that Rabban ben Nevot set up, preventing everyone from going to Yerushalayim, from going to Yerushalayim, the city of Re'iyah, from going to the Beis HaMikdash, the place where we perform the mitzvah of Re'iyas Panim. The blockades are removed, and HaChamisha Asa B'Av, which was the time when the Benois Tzion say to the boys, Bochur Sona Einecha Ure'ei, look, but look correctly, look properly, see it right. Rosh Hashanah was supposed to reach the level of Re'iyah B'Shleimus, Shleimus HaRe'iyah. Because as we mentioned, Rosh Hashanah, B'Gematria Beis HaMikdash, Rosh Hashanah is the Beis HaMikdash of time. In the Beis HaMikdash, we see. We see godliness, we see the truth. And Rosh Hashanah was supposed to see the truth. The parasha begins, Re'ei Anoichi Noisen Lefnechem Hayoim Bracha U'Kalola. Es habracha asher tishmu v'haklolim loisishmu, that a Jew should be able to see and understand the distinction between bracha and klol. We live in a world of taruvas toiv bera as a result of chetay tzadas, where it says v'teire ha'isha ki toiv ha'etz l'ma'achol. Also there was the pegam in re'iyah. Chava looked, she perceived, she looked the wrong way. By the chetay egel we find the same thing. V'yar ha'om ki boishesh moishah. The Re'iyah was not B'Shleimus. When we come to Parshas Re'eh, Shabbos Mevarchim Elul, and we're making the transition now between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah, we're preparing for Rosh Hashanah, the Torah says, Re'eh, you should be able to see already. You should be Zoichet to Re'iyah B'Shleimus. You should be able to perceive what's Bracha and what's not. As we make this transition, and we go from Tisha B'Av to Rosh Hashanah, and especially, as we said, Shabbos Mevarchim Elul is also, in a way, Shabbos Mevarchim Tishrei. The Pasuk tells us in Mishle, Hechacham Einov Bereishai, the wise man has eyes in his head. A very difficult Pasuk to understand. Do we know anyone that has eyes anywhere else? Or do dumb people have eyes on their feet? What does Shlomo HaMelech mean when he says, Hechacham Einov Bereishai? We find that the Chachamim, the Roshei Ha'eda, the Talmid HaChachamim, the leaders of the generation, are referred to as the eyes of the generation. They are the eyes. They're the ones who show us. They see things correctly. Most the Hamaynam does not see things correctly, but the Einei Ha'eda, the Chachamim, they see things correctly. By them, the Re'iyah is B'Shleimus. The Beis HaMikdash is the Reish of Mokoyim. The Beis HaMikdash, as the Zohar says, Bereishis is the letters Reish Bayis. Or as we say, Barashist, that Hashem created the foundation of the Beis HaMikdash at the beginning of the creation. In fact, the entire creation was created from the Makom HaMikdash. That's where creation began. That's the foundation not only of the Beis HaMikdash, but the foundation of the world, the Evan Shasiya. That's the Rosh Bayis. And there's the Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah of time, which is the Beis HaMikdash of time, it is the Rosh of the year. That is the day that has in it the eyes. Just as the Hachacham Einov B'Roshoi, the Beis HaMikdash and Eretz Yisrael in general, as the Pasuk says in the previous parasha, Einei Hashem Alekecha Ba, or as Shlomo HaMelech says, V'hoyu Einei V'libi Sham Kol Hayomim, that's where my eyes, that's the eyes, Kaviyachol of Hashem, are in the Beis HaMikdash and Eretz Yisrael, Einei Hashem Alekecha Ba, Rosh Hashanah is the day that includes every day of the year. It's the Rosh, just as the head includes the entire body. The entire body is controlled by the brain, every part of it, including the toes. No movements can be made in the body without the brain's intervention. The brain controls everything. That's why it's not called the beginning of the year. It is called the head of the year. It's not called Tchilas Hashanah. It is called Rosh Hashanah. And it's very interesting if we observe, think about it a little bit. Every Yom Tov is included in Rosh Hashanah. Let's see. Yom HaKippurim is certainly included in Rosh Hashanah. Yom HaKippurim is the 10th day of the Aseres Yemei Teshuvah, which starts on Rosh Hashanah. Yecheskel HaNavi calls Yom HaKippurim Rosh Hashanah. Tzadikim, the Gemara says, are already sealed in the Book of Life on Rosh Hashanah. Tzadikim Gemurim Nechtovin V'Nechtomin La'alter L'Chaim Tovim V'Lashon. They don't have to wait to Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim is for the Beinonim. Or for the lower ones.
We assume everybody's a tzaddik.
And we wish everyone. Exactly. V'amech kulam tzaddikim. So Rosh Hashanah already includes Yom HaKippurim. You hope that the Chasim is already on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah includes Sukkos as well, as the Svarim tell us based on the Pasuk Tikku b'chei d'shoyfer b'kesa liyom chagenu. What's b'kesa, what's concealed on Rosh Hashanah, is revealed on Sukkos. The 100 koilos of the shoyfer manifest itself in the schach, which schach is equal to 100, samach chav chav. The schach is the effect of the 100 koilos. The 100 koilos brings us to the protection of the schach over the Sukkah, which is connected to the Anani HaKavod. And anything in Tishrei, any Yom Tov in Tishrei, is certainly included in Rosh Hashanah, which is the Rosh of the entire month of Tishrei. If it's the Rosh of the entire year, it's also Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. It certainly includes every day and every Yom Tov that's in Tishrei. Pesach. Pesach is Man Cheruseinu. Rosh Hashanah is the day, as the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, that Rosh Hashanah bot la'avoy demei aviseinu b'mitzrayim. The actual slave labor, the actual shibud, the bondage, ended on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah was the day that Yosef went out of prison. Same Gemara there in Rosh Hashanah. The shofar has the power to emancipate. The shofar frees us. Shofar leads to cheirus. Ukrosem dror ba'oretz l'chol yoshevehu. In fact, the Gemara learns out, and as the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Shofar discusses this, where do we know at all that the shofar has to be the shofar that it has to be? That it has to be a shofar, in fact. The pasuk doesn't say that. The pasuk just says yoim teruah. Maybe it's a trumpet. Maybe it's a clarinet. Maybe it's a flute. Who says it's a shofar? We learn it out from Yovel, where it says, "V'ha'avar the shofar teruah b'chodesh hashvi." Rosh Hashanah and Yovel are synonymous. They go together. They're one and the same. Yovel is the year in which the slaves are freed, and what does it is the sound of the shofar. Rosh Hashanah, we blow shofar to free ourselves from the Yetzer Hara, to free ourselves from the shibud that we're in, shibud Golios, shibud to the Yetzer Hara, shibud to anything other than to Hashem. That's the power of the shofar. The shofar frees. The shofar emancipates. The shofar brings out Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Pesach certainly has a connection to Rosh Hashanah. Shavuos, we don't have to go far to see that. Reb Sadia Gaon gives us 10 reasons why we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. One of it is to remind ourselves of the shofar of Matan Torah. The first time the Torah ever uses the word shofar is by Matan Torah. V'kol shofar chazak ma'od. The Jews saw by Har Sinai the shofar. They didn't hear it. They saw it. They saw the effect of the shofar. They were zeicher to re'iyah b'shleimus by Har Sinai. That re'iyah that we're talking about, Klal Yisrael, after 49 days, after counting Sfira, merits to see. V'chol ha'am royim es ha'koylois. Rosh Hashanah, the whole reason why the world was created is in order for the Torah to be given. Yom HaShishi, which is Rosh Hashanah, as the Pasuk says at the beginning of Bereishis, and Rashi quotes it from Chazal. We don't say Yom Shishi, we say Yom HaShishi. So Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Tanai with Maizah Bereishis, that the world will not be created until the world will not exist until the sixth day of Sivan, Yom HaShishi, which is Shavuos, when Klal Yisrael accepts the Torah. Then we'll know that the world is going to last, as the Gemara brings down on the Pasuk in Shabbos, the Gemara brings down the Pasuk, Eretz Yorav V'Shokata. First the world trembled, and then it finally relaxes when Klal Yisrael accepted Torah in the year 2448. Till then, the world is trembling, not knowing whether it's going to continue to exist, not knowing whether Klal Yisrael will accept the Torah. So what happens on Rosh Hashanah, Adam is created, Yom HaShishi depends on the Yom HaShishi B'Sivan. It depends on whether or not Klal Yisrael is going to accept the Torah on Shavuos. And that's the left horn of the ram that Avraham substitutes for Yitzchak, which was used prior to Matan Torah. And the right horn, which we're waiting for, the Shofar Shel Moshiach, the Shofar Gadol, also of the same ram, which will bring the ultimate Chayrus, the ultimate freedom, which we're also supposed to be thinking about when we listen to the sound of the Shofar. Among the reasons why we blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is also to remind us of Tchiyas HaMeisim. Rav Sadia Gaon says 10 reasons. The last is that it reminds us of Tchiyas HaMeisim. He quotes a pasuk in Treyasar, Tiku Shofar B'Tzion, or another pasuk, connecting the Shofar to Tchiyas HaMeisim. Rosh Hashanah is a day of Tchiyas HaMeisim. Rosh Hashanah is a day of Vayipach Ba'ap of Nishmas Chayim. Zochreinu L'chayim, Melech Chofetz B'chayim, which we ask in the bracha of Tchiyas HaMeisim. V'chosveinu B'sefer, Micha Moich Avarachim, Zoichi Yitzur of L'chayim B'rachamim. It's interesting, the Targum Yonason on that pasuk that we just quoted by Matan Torah, V'chol Ho'am Royim Es HaKoilus V'esel Apidim, the Es Koil HaShofar, says the Targum Yonason, the shofar that's Mechaya Meisim. Klal Yisrael experienced Tchiyas HaMeisim by Matan Torah. When they heard the first dibur from Hashem, it was too much for them to handle, and they all died. The shofar that Hashem blew resurrected them. The shofar was Mechaya Meisim. And that's what they saw. V'chol Ho'am Royim Es HaKoilus V'esel Apidim, V'es Koil HaShofar, they saw the effect of the shofar, they saw Tchiyas HaMeisim. And that was the effect of the left shofar, the left horn, the right. We can imagine if the left has the capabilities of doing what it did, you can imagine the effect of the right shofar, of the shofar Gadol. What about Chanukah and Purim? Chanukah and Purim are also hinted in Rosh Hashanah. Purim is the Yom Tov of Ishlurei Ehu Umatonois Le'Avyoinim, which Elul is Rosh Hatevis, Ishlurei Ehu Umatonois Le'Avyoinim, as the Svarim tell us. In this week's Pasha, we learn about Tzedakah, Pasayach Tiftach, Nosayin Titein. The mitzvah of Tzedakah is mentioned in detail and very elaborately in this week's parasha, because tzedakah is a very important condition. Tzedakah is something that we're supposed to be involved in, especially in the month of Elul, as we prepare for Slicha, is where we start L'cha Hashem HaTzedakah. We're asking for Tzidkas Hashem, and the way we prepare for that is by giving tzedakah, by giving to others, by becoming selfless, by annulling, by being mevatel and humbling ourselves, which is the idea of Achtus, of Ish L'Re'ehu U'matonis L'Avyoinim. There cannot be Ish L'Re'ehu U'matonis L'Avyoinim. If a person is arrogant, if a person is a Balgaiva, then he doesn't give to others. He's only interested in himself. Purim, which is the Yom Tov of Ish L'Re'ehu U'matonis L'Avyoinim, it's interesting that in Nehemiah, when we talk about Rosh Hashanah, the Pasuk says there that Nehemiah told those who just returned from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, he said to them on Rosh Hashanah, Ichlu Mashmanim ushsu mamtakim v'shilchu monois le'ein nochein loy. He told them to send shalach manos. When? I was on Rosh Hashanah. What's going on? That's not Purim. On Rosh Hashanah, Nehemiah said to all those who were there, shilchu monois le'ein nochein loy. Send food packages. Similar to what we do on Purim. Purim is also the Bechina of Yovel. Purim is the day when even the lowest Jews, the Acharis Jews, hinted in Achashverosh, Achris Vereshes, return to their roots. In fact, the Gemara tells us that Shofar and Megillah are the same. Hainu time of the Shofar, Hainu time of the Megillah, the Gemara says. Which Svarim say means that they both have the same effect. The Gemara says concerning that we don't blow Shofar when it falls out on Shabbos, and we don't read the Megillah when Purim falls out on Shabbos. So the Gemara says the same reason for Shofar, same reason for the Megillah. Which literally that means that we're worried about carrying the Gzeira Derabba. But the Svarim tell us it's more than that. It's more than that. Hainu time of the Shofar, Hainu time of the Megillah, that the Megillah and the Shofar have the same effect. The Shofar frees, the Shofar brings us to our root, to our source, and so does the Megillah. So Purim, there's more to this than that. The Svarim also tell us that Shofar is Rosh Hatev, Schoik Pinu, Lashainain, the Rina. That the Shofar brings out a certain Schoik, the laughter of La'asid Lavoi, Ozi Mole, Schoik Pinu, Lashainain, the Rina. Which we know that Purim is the Yom Tov of Tzchoik. And Chanukah, of course, Chanukah is the Yom Tov where we light the menorah with Shemen Zayis. Shemen Zayis strengthens the memory. The Gemara says in Horius, Shemen Zayis is a segula for Zikorin. The Greeks wanted to make us forget. L'hashkicham Torah Secha. And Chanukah, we light the menorah, we don't forget. We use Shemen Zayas, which is a segula for Zechira. Matisyahu is Begematria Rosh Hashanah. The Sforim tell us that Chanukah is an extension of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah lasts until after Chanukah. It's one long period of time. For those who don't utilize the period of Aseres Yemei Tshuva properly, so we have Hoshanah Rabbah, and then in later generations we found out that until Zayis Chanukah there's still hope. Chanukah is the grace period. Chanukah is the extension of what starts now, as we get ready for Elul, the 3 months Elul, Tishrei, Cheshvan, all the way from Chof Hei Elul, as far as I'm saying, until Chof Hei Kislev, these 3 months are designated for months of return, the time that we return to Hashem. So it ends on Chanukah. So every Yom Tov is included in Rosh Hashanah. It's the Rosh, it's the head. The head includes the entire body, it includes the entire year. And it's on Rosh Hashanah that we see the bracha and the klala, as we read in this week's parasha, we're able to hopefully make the proper distinction. Because after going through the 49 days between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah, just as between Pesach and Shavuos, on Shavuos we experienced the V'chol Ha'am Royim Es HaKoyles, the Eskoyl HaShoifer, so certainly on Rosh Hashanah, when Mitzvahs Hayoyim B'Shoifer, we should see the Shoifer as well. The Shoifer should have the same effect, at least on Rosh Hashanah, as it did on Shavuos when we saw the Shofar, especially that we're also reminding ourselves of the Shofar Shel Mashiach as well. What really solidifies this as well is something in this week's parasha where the Pasuk says, concerning the 7 weeks that we count between Pesach and Shavuos, Shuva Shavuos Tisbar Loch Mehochel Chermesh Bakoma, when we begin cutting the standing grain with the sickle, that's the day after Pesach, we count the 7 weeks of Sfira ending on Shavuos. Now, in Halacha, it's brought down, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, that you're supposed to blow the shofar in a standing position, me'umad. And the poskim can bring down what seems to be a gzeira shava, although it's not in shas. And they have a difficult time understanding where this gzeira shava comes from. No one knows exactly the source of it. Some say it's a psikta. It's not a gemara, though. It's not a bavli. It's not a yerushalmi. It's not a tosefta. The rush brings it down at the end of psachim, but at the bottom they say that the mefarshim, they don't know where the rush got it from. Whatever it is, it's brought down a Shulchan Aruch, and the Taz brings it down as well. So they wouldn't bring down something which doesn't have a makor. And that is, that it says, Yom Trua Yihya Lochem. The Torah uses the word Lochem. And by Sfira it says, Usfartem Lochem. You have to count for yourselves. So we compare the Lochem of Rosh Hashanah to the Lochem of Sfira. And by Sfira it says over here, Mehochel Chermesh Bakoma. So they dash on the word koma as if it says koima, which means standing up. Very interesting, Zerah Shav. You're like, what does Rosh Hashanah have to do with Sfira? Because it says lochem, yom teruah yiyah lochem, and it says usfartem lochem, and by Sfira it says mehochel chemesh ba'koma. You know how many lochems there are in the Torah? In fact, the Prisha on the bottom in the tour asks the question that by the Akeda it says shvu lochem poyim achamor. There means to sit. Shvu, it doesn't mean to stand. So he says, perhaps shvu doesn't mean sit, it means wait. It's a difficult drasha. What kind of drasha is this? But based on what we're saying, it's not difficult at all. Because the 7 weeks that we're preparing for Rosh Hashanah is parallel to the 7 weeks that we're preparing for Shavuos. The way we prepare for Shavuos is by diminishing the stature. Mehochel chermesh bakoma. We have to remove the koima. The koima is the person who stands upright, the arrogant individual who thinks he's it. A person who has a koima, v'chol koima lefonecha levad tishtachaveh. Rosh Hashanah says that you daven in a bending position. In fact, it says you could even daven the entire Shemoneh Esrei that way, except by the brachas. Everyone is supposed to humble ourselves. We're supposed to bow. We're supposed to kneel. No koima. This is not a time for koima. This is not a time for koima miyus. This is not a time for pride and for certainly not for arrogance. Rosh Hashanah is a time that we humble ourselves and become totally subservient to Hashem. Slaves of Hashem. We're freed from bondage, but we're slaves to Hashem. Yitzias Mitzrayim was chayrus, not freedom as we have here in America, freedom of speech, and you can do whatever you want. On the contrary, freedom means you're free from the nations, but you're not free from Hashem. You have to serve Hashem totally. There's no one else to be a servant to. So this idea of mehochel chermesh ba'koima, when a person lowers the koima, he lowers his stature, he humbles himself, That's the way to be zeicher to Shavuos, to Matan Torah, to Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahor, which is Ke'ish Echad Belev Echad. And the only way that that's possible is through working on eradicating the Yeshus and the Gaiva, which is the Avodah Zorah, that the Kael Zorah Asher Bekir Becha, which is the Avodah Zorah Mamish. About Kol HaMizgoya, Ke'ilu Eved Avodah Zorah, the Gemara says, Gaiva is Avodah Zorah, a person who worships himself. There's no greater Avodah Zorah than worshipping yourself. And until we eradicate the Avodah Zorah, the Yeshus and the Gaiva, when we battle ourselves, we're not going to see properly. It's not going to be Re'ei. To be Zoicha to Re'ei, to V'chol Ha'amroyim Es HaKoyles, they have to count Sphira and work on the Amidos and eradicate the Gaiva and the Yeshus until they were Zoicha to Vayichan Sham Yisrael. And same thing here, before Rosh Hashanah, we go through these 7 weeks corresponding to the 7 weeks of Sphira. Until we get to the parasha of Atem Nitzavim Hayoim Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. Again, everyone's united together. Just as prior to Shavuos, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Hahor, in the month of Elul, which stands for Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, we give over the Ani. There's no I. There's no more I. It's only we. As Moshe said, V'nachnu Ma. I is only, only Hashem says I. Only Hashem says Anoichi Hashem Elokeichem. That's how the parasha begins here. Re'ei Anoichi. You should see that there's only one Anoichi. There's only one capital I. Even though in the English language, the I is always a capital. That's the problem. Re'ei Anoichi. There's only one capital I. There's only one I, and that's Hashem. And if we recognize that Hashem is the only one who can say Anoichi, Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, but we have to humble ourselves, Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, that's how we can reach the level of Ish L'Re'ehu U'matonais L'Evyoinim. And it's interesting that we read on Rosh Hashanah about the Akedah. And by the Akedah, we see that Avraham Avinu reached the highest level of Re'iyah right after the Akedah. And in fact, in the story of the Akedah itself, twice the Pasuk tells us that Avraham Avinu looked. Right before he brings Yitzchak up on the mountain, it says, Vayisa Avraham es eino vayares hamokoy mei rochoik. After that, it says, Vayisa Avraham es eino vayar vehine ayil achar nechas basvach bekarnov. First, it says he lifts up his eyes and he sees the place from a distance. He sees the mountain from far. And after the Akedah, after he brings Yitzchak and almost slaughters him, it says he saw the ram. Vayar vehine ayil achar nechas basvach bekarnov. And what does achar mean? Farshim have a very difficult time with that achar. Vayar vehine ayil. What do you mean, achar? It doesn't say acher, as if it's another ram, and if it meant that, there wasn't another ram, there's only one ram. Yitzchak was a ram, so it's another ram. There are some who say that to him, it was like as if Yitzchak was a ram, and this was another ram. But it says achar, achar means afterwards. Rashi says, after the words of the Malach, that's when he saw the ram. I mean, so it's clear that. Why would you think otherwise? The Pasuk says, vayar v'hineh ayil. Of course, it's after he spoke to the Malach. That's when he saw the ram. And it seems from the Pasuk, he didn't see the ram before. Even though it was right staring in his eyes. It was right there. He didn't see it. Had he seen that there was a ram there, obviously it would have minimized an Asayan, because then he would have realized that it's not really Yitzchak who he has to slaughter. There's an animal waiting. And it's going to be the animal. It's not going to be my son. He doesn't see the animal before. He sees it after. Vayavihine ayil achar. What's the point? What's the Torah teaching us here? Avraham Avinu, who's the first Jew, Avraham Avinu is the neshama of Mashiach. Avraham Avinu is the greatest neshama at that time. Avraham Avinu is the nefesh, he is the Jew, he is the Yehudi Harishon. He goes through in his life what Klal Yisrael go through the entire history. And Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, Lech lecha me'aretzucha el ha'oretz asher areka. The goal is areka, I'm going to show you something, you're going to see. And that's why later, Vayiven Shom Mizbeach LaHashem HaNira Elov. Avraham Avinu is striving for Re'iyah. He wants to be able to see. This Re'iyah B'Shleimus, this Re'ei that we're talking about in this week's parasha, the mitzvah of Re'iyah Sponim, at the end of the parasha, which is in the Beis HaMikdash, the ultimate goal, which the Navi Yeshaya says, V'ra'u kol basar yachtav kipi Hashem Dibre, that everyone is going to see with their eyes. That which we perceive today, that's what we hear, in the future it becomes Re'ei. We're going to see it. Avraham Avinu strived for that and was zeichet to that by the Akedah. And to show the contrast before the actual Maisa HaAkedah and afterwards, Vayisa Avraham es eino vayares hamokim meirochik. He sees the mokim, but he sees it from afar. It's not clear. Not clear yet. In fact, the Svarim tell us that Hashem made it very difficult for him during those 3 days prior to the actual Akedah. Many obstacles were in the path. This was all part of an assignment to see if he's going to do it. So whatever he sees very cloudy. Nothing is clear. Confusion. Makes no sense. This whole Akedah. Avraham Avinu has to black out his mind totally, asking no questions, just going and doing it, because it makes no sense at all. But after he brings Yitzchak to the Akedah, then the Pasuk says, Vayisa Avraham es eina vayar vihine ayil. Now he sees the ayil. What does he see? What is this ayil? This ayil is from the Asorah Dvorim Shenivru Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashris. The ayil, this ayil is a supernatural ram. This is no ordinary ram. This ayil is Matan Torah and Mashiach together. This ayil, the left horn is the shofar of Matan Torah. The right horn is the shofar of Mashiach. That's what Avraham is looking at now. Avraham is looking at Matan Torah and Avraham sees Mashiach. What's greater than that? This is the great re'iyah that Avraham Avinu was zeicher to. Vayar v'hine ayil achar, after the Akedah, Avraham Avinu is zeicher now to see something very, very great. But even what he's seeing now, it's basvach bekarnov. The Satan is tangling the horns and the thorns and the thistles. He doesn't want Avram to take the ram. He knows what happens if Avram takes this ram and substitutes this ram for Yitzchak. This is the Afroi Shal Yitzchak. This is the schus that Klal Yisrael have forever if Avram does this now. Because even though Avram was not commanded, he wasn't told to take a ram. He really finished the Akedah before. We spoke about this a different time. The actual Nisayan ended. Once he brought Yitzchak to the mountain, he could have just untied him, and the two of them should have flew out of there as fast as possible, not knowing what the next crazy thing Hashem's going to tell him to do. But Avram was so excited. He had so much love in him for Hashem. He had to let it out on something, and he waits, and he looks, and he sees the ram, and he imagines what he's doing to the ram. He imagines he's doing it to Yitzchak, which shows us that he really would have done it. You know, because others will say, what do you think? He was going to really shech the son? Yeah, you believe that story that at the end he said he didn't do it because Hashem told him not to do it. That's not why he didn't do it. He didn't do it because he went into shock probably and he couldn't do it. What's your proof that he would have really done it? The proof is the ram. That's the proof in the pudding. The proof is the ram. The fact that he took the ram and shechted the ram and didn't run away as soon as Hashem told him no, don't shecht Yitzchak. He stayed and he did it to the ram. That's the Ya'an Asher Asisa Es Hadavar Azeh. The Malach says the second time. What did he do? He didn't do. No. Asher asisa es hadavar hazeh. That you shechted the ram. The lo chasachta es bincha es yichidecha. And you didn't hold your son back. Because while you were shechting the ram, you imagined you were doing it to Yitzchak. That's why it's considered as Avram actually shechted Yitzchak. Chazal tells the ashes of Yitzchak are up there in Shemayim. What ashes of Yitzchak? Avram didn't shecht Yitzchak. What kind of ashes are we talking about? It's the ashes of the ram. But since the machshava of Avram was that he was doing it to Yitzchak, machshava toiv hakodesh baruch hu mitzar for lamai. So it's considered as if he did it to Yitzchak. Avram now sees vayar vehine ayal achar nechas basvach bekarnav. He now sees shofar shel Mashiach. So he sees the Beis Hamikdash. So what's the next pasuk? Vayikra Avram shem hamokim ahu Hashem yira. This should be the place where Hashem will see us and we will see him. This is the place of Riyas Ponim. This is the place where in the future Klal Yisrael is going to go 3 times a year to see what I'm seeing now. What I see now, is what everyone's going to see in the Beis HaMikdash. What's Hayoim? Hayoim is Rosh Hashanah. The Zohar says whenever it says Hayoim, the day is Rosh Hashanah, because that's the day that includes every day of the year. It's the Rosh. Just like Hamokim, the place, is the Beis HaMikdash, which encompasses every place in the world. Because the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash will spread throughout the entire world. Hayyim, which is Rosh Hashanah, that's the Rosh of the year, that's the day that encompasses every day of the year. Asher Ye'omer Hayyim Bahar Hashem Ye'roi. Avraham Avinu is connecting now Rosh Hashanah to Beis HaMikdash, which is one of the reasons that we're reading on Rosh Hashanah about the Akedah, where we see this concept of Shleimus Hayira. That's the day where all of us hopefully will be zeicher to reach that level where we see things correctly. The coming year, many enjoy to hear every year a remez to the year. Where does the Torah hint to us that perhaps this coming year is the year that we're going to be zeicher to be as HaMashiach, and we're going to be zeicher to Re'iyah B'Shleimus, to Yerushalayim, to Yerushalayim. Tovshin Samaches. Vayar v'hinei ayil achar nechaz basvach bekarnav. Ayil achar nechaz basvach bekarnav is b'gematria Tovshin Samaches. And perhaps Avraham Avinu saw Tavshin Samaches, perhaps, but Derech Remez. Are you allowed to say such a thing? The Malbim says you're allowed to make Ramazim. Doesn't mean that we know for sure Mashiach is going to come, and certainly I don't. But a Jew has a right to be Merames. You say to the Malbim says, you saw Hashem, it says it in the Torah. Tzadikim, and I'm not on that level at all, but Tzadikim used to show Ramazim to different years in the Torah. So we have a right to do that. There's nothing wrong. We're not saying for sure. No one knows for sure. Ayel acha nechas basvach bekarnav is Tavshin Samaches. And perhaps Tavshin Samaches will be the year, Miyotz Hashem, that we will be zeicher to the Re'iyah B'Shleimus. So we go from Ekev to Re'ei in Chodesh Menachem Av. In Chodesh Menachem Av, that's why these two parshios, although the contrast between them is so great, when we look at the name, one is Ekev, which Ekev means hitting rock bottom. On the other hand, Ekev also has another meaning. As we know, we find ourselves now in Ikfas of the Mashiach, in the last days of Golus. Ekev, Ikfas of the Mashiach has two meanings. One is that it's the Ekev, it's the lowest generation, the generation that is on the floor, the generation that has hit rock bottom. You really think it can't get any worse. But Ekev has another meaning. Ekev also means the footsteps. We hear the footsteps of Mashiach already. So said Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman in his famous essay on Ikvus of the Mashiach, so said the Chafetz Chaim. If they said it, and they already heard the footsteps, certainly, whether we hear it or not, but we should be hearing the footsteps. What's happening in the world, the World Trade Center disaster, these are all the footsteps of Mashiach. If we're Zoicha, we will hear it the right way. Unfortunately, sometimes we hear it through tragic means. So Ekev has two meanings. Ekev is the lowest, the heel, which is hitting, which is touching the floor. Ikvus of the Mashiach, the lowest generation. But it is also has the meaning of Ekev, meaning the footsteps of Mashiach. Because the last generation of Golos becomes the first generation of Geula. And we go from Ekev to Re'eh. And that transition can happen momentarily, can happen overnight. It's from one minute to the next. No one knows. We live in a time today that everything happens in a matter of seconds. Nothing takes time anymore. It's not a ridiculous thing to say when you talk about this, that this could happen so fast. I mean, the pasuk says, "Pisaim yavai ha'adain el hecholi." It's a pasuk in Zechariah. Did anyone understand it when it was said then? No. How could that be? Suddenly, pisaim yavai ha'adain. We live in a time of pisaim. We live in a golus of pisaim, because golus Yishmael is the golus of pisaim. Everything happens suddenly. All of a sudden, you hear this terrible disaster that happened. No one expected it. 10 seconds before, no one knew it was going to happen. All of a sudden, this major disaster occurs. Golus Yishmael is the golus of pisaim. It's not a systematic golus. There's no logic to it. This whole golus is a golus that is emotional. It's not a golus that is associated with das at all. And the same way Mashiach comes in an oifen of pisaim. Pisaim yovei ha'odoin. Just like we make this transition from Tisha B'Av to Chamisha Asa B'Av, literally in a second. As soon as it's 101 on Yud Av, the music is blaring. As soon as the 9.5 days of Avelis are over, everyone's swimming. Like, what happened all of a sudden? We're going from Avelis to Simcha in a second. I mean, Chas V'Shalom Le'Olenu, if a person's sitting Shiva, there's no such thing as after the Shiva, he's dancing already. It takes a long time until he feels like dancing again. And here we go from Tisha B'Av to Chamisha Asa B'Av, Me'eva Li'Yom Tif, Me'yogayim L'Simcha, literally in a split second, because that's a remez, that's how it's going to be. That's what's going to happen. Pisaim Yavai Ha'odah, and it's going to be a sudden change. And that's why we have to be ready at any minute. When Chazal tells us that one of the questions that they ask us, La'acha Me'eva Esrim, is Tzipisa L'Yeshua, did you look forward to the Yeshua? Why is that such an important thing? I can understand. Did you learn Torah every day? Did you daven? Did you give tzedakah? Were you honest in your business handlings? Tzipisa L'Yeshua, did you look forward to the Yeshua? And if a person didn't look forward to the Yeshua, then so what? Tzipisa L'Yeshua is a very important thing, because if a person really is looking forward to the Geula and is ready, because when that happens, many are going to be ashamed and embarrassed. I mean, how many of us are really ready that if it happens in a second, that we're ready to go greet Mashiach and no one's ashamed? The fact is, Tzipisa L'Yeshua means, are you looking forward to it? Meaning, are you ready for it? And looking forward is an easy... Anyone could say that they want Mashiach to come. But are they really... Is there really a Tzipisa over here? Meaning, are you ready for this transition from Ekev to Re'ei? Are we ready now that our eyes ready? V'sechazena einenu, we say, b'shuvcha l'tzion b'rachamim. Our eyes. And we know what we do with our eyes. So v'sechazena einenu, are our eyes fit for Re'ei? Are our eyes fit for Re'i Asponim? Are our eyes fit for that which we're going to see in the Beis HaMikdash? for the nisim, the asar and nisim shenasul avaseinu beveis hamikdash. Are we ready for that? That's what we have to ask ourselves. This transition, this change that we make now in this month, is a metaphor of the way it's going to be la'asid lavoi. But luckily, it doesn't happen overnight for us as far as Rosh Hashanah is concerned. We have 7 weeks, and every week we're supposed to work on another midah and prepare ourselves till we come to the Rosh of the Shana, the Rosh of the year, which is the Beis HaMikdash of time, which Chamisha Asav of, we already see Yerushalayim, we see the Beis HaMikdash because the blockades were removed. And Chamisha Asav of is a Yom Tov that is associated with this concept of Ish L'Re'ehu U'matonis L'Avyoinim, the idea of Achdus. Hepech Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av came about as a result of Sinas Chinam, as a result of division. Chamisha Asav B'Av is a day when Hutru Shvatim Lavoi Zebazeh, Hutru Shevet Bin Yomin. The idea of Achdus Yisroel, which leads us to Rosh Hashanah, which is the Yom Tov in which everyone wishes one another that everyone should be inscribed. We all wish each other a ksiv v'achasim v'toivu l'shana toivu v'mesuka. This entire month, everyone is, when you write a letter, you're supposed to write it. You're supposed to wish one another ksiv v'achasim v'toivu when you see each other. It's the only time during the year, if you think about it, that for an entire month, everyone is wishing each other good tidings. We're all wishing each other a good year, a sweet year, l'alta l'chaim toivu m'lisholem, because this is to promote the achdus, the ish l're'ehu matanis l'avyoinim, and bring us to the ultimate, to the Atam Nitzavim HaYom Kulchem, to the Shofar, which the Shofar, of course, brings people together. The whole idea of the Shofar is that it's Mekabetz. To Kabe Shofar, God L'Cheir Hussein of Vesonez, L'Kabetz Goluya Hussein. The Shofar connects. That's why this parasha begins, B'loshin Yochid. It doesn't say Re'u. It should say Re'u Anoichinoi. Moshe is talking to the entire Klal Yisrael. Why does it say Re'ei? As if he's talking to one person. When will there be Re'iyah B'Shlemus? There will be Re'iyah B'Shlemus when everyone is together, and it's like as if Moshe is talking to one person. When you're all one, when it's Lashon Yachid, Re'ei is Lashon Yachid. The goal is that we all turn, we all become, even though later the Pasuk switches to Lashon Rabin, but the first word is Re'ei. And that's the goal. The goal is that we all unite together, and we all attack the bench for the Ksiva V'Achasim HaTayvu, Lashon HaTayvu U'Mesuka, and all of us should be Zaycha to see correctly, to perceive right, to be zeichet to Re'iyah B'Shlemus in the third Beis HaMikdash, and this Rosh Hashanah, we should talk to be together with Mashiach in the Beis HaMikdash, and not only hear the Shofar Gadol, but just like by Har Sinai, they saw it, we should see it as well. May we be zeichet to that immediately. Amen.